Maya Angelou once said that you can tell a lot about a person by the way they handle the following three things. So I'm going to spend a bit of time just looking at the concept of personality. Personality is ultimately just a way of understanding people. It's a globally recognised, interpretive way of us being able to make sense of ourselves and each other. And we love this stuff to the extent personality tests fill the web, they clog it up. Mostly they're sort of, you know, they're called psychology and they're quackery, to be honest, but, you know, there's demand there, so there's a supply. But we want to understand this thing called personality because it's quite powerful. It can make up for aesthetic deficiencies. It can affect scenarios that we're comfortable in. Bruce Tognazzini, for instance, says that you can't be a designer without having this N, which stands for intuition, in your Myers-Briggs profile, which is one of the slightly less dubious profiling tools out there. There is a case for saying we go a bit too far with this whole cult of personality there, and we read a bit too much into it. The fundamental attribution error is a well-known sort of psychological phenomenon that we read too much into people's actions depending on the kind of person they are, rather than the social and the environmental forces that influence them. So while personality, yeah, it's an interesting concept, on its own it's a little bit simplistic. The truth is that personality is actually framed and affected by the surrounding ecosystem. When personality is made visible and it's affected in that way by the environment, it causes behaviour. And that's obviously what we can observe day in, day out. And the interesting thing is that personality, of course, is mostly constant over, you know, sort of mid-time scale. But behaviour is quite variable. So, for instance, when I go to a football match, I'll drink and I'll swear and I'll slip into a sort of latent Welsh accent.
You like that in the office?
And that's not surprising, really, because I'm surrounded by drunken, swearing Welshmen. But you'll find me behaving very differently at a football match than in bed with a girl or going through airport security or talking to my nan. But these are just behavioural changes. And my personality is still pretty much the same. People whose behaviour doesn't change in this way are frankly boring people. Going out and drinking with someone who behaves like they're in a library is never a fun thing. Is there such a thing as a personality of technology? Well, maybe. You know, we're already talking about behaviour of technology. And we apply the everyday vocabulary to it. You know, you might say, oh, my phone's playing up today. But technology really behaves in a flat, rigid way. And of course, yeah, we want some consistency in the way it behaves. But too much, as I said before, is clinical and it's boring. You know, you wouldn't want to go for a pint with most of today's technology. I think it's time for us to have a look at the idea of introducing some kind of mild behavioural variance tied to this idea of a constant underlying personality to make technology more human, more interesting. I've talked about how behaviour is shaped by the context and the environment that people are in, while technology itself is increasingly context-aware. For a start, it's aware of each other, it's aware of itself. You've got Bluetooth, you've got RFID, you know, Microsoft Surface, you take out your little card, you pop it on the table, it recognises who you are, and it gives you all those contextual functions that depend on that. It's also supporting each other, GPS, APIs, semantic webs, and mashing up all this data and creating new knowledge purely through machines being aware of each other's context. It's also aware of us. You've probably seen advertised this stupid little Glade air freshener, which only activates when you walk past it, and then it releases its flowery nonsense into the air. But you've also got something more interesting like the iPhone accelerometer. You know, it knows the orientation, it knows how you're holding it, and therefore its interaction with you. So could technology have a personality? Well, yeah, absolutely. Something like robots, they already elicit emotional responses. And this is the sort of well-known graph of the alleged uncanny valley. I think it's bullshit, but I challenge you to look at this and not feel just a little bit of pain inside. So let's imagine an operating system that sees you split up with your girlfriend and says sorry, or a device that knows you're hungover and uses muted colours and tells you to take frequent breaks, or a mobile that loves going on roller coasters. I think this is an avenue that could make technology so much more appealing and exciting. And I don't think it's really that far out of our reach. We already give out loads and loads of these cues, whether knowingly or not. Ultimately, what we're aiming for with technology, I think, is intelligence, or at least the pretense of that. And I'm going to contend that behavioural variance, combined with this idea of a constant personality, is really what's missing right now. Piaget says that intelligence is the ability of an organism to to adapt to a change. And it's for that reason that I think we shouldn't be scared of giving our future technology a personality of its own.